This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. Lots to talk about this hour in a very tense Washington, D.C. We begin with the latest on a story of a shooting at a congressional baseball practice in Northern Virginia.
It's my breaking point of civility in politics. When you go to baseball practice for a game for charity and you have to dodge bullets and you watch your colleagues lay in the field, yeah, it's my breaking point. This has to stop. Hate has to stop.
That's U.S. Congressman Rodney Davis, who was at the Virginia baseball practice when a shooter, identified as James T. Hodgkinson, opened fire. He's now deceased. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise was shot and injured. Scalise is reported to be in stable condition, and at least four others were injured in the shooting as well. The president delivered a statement to the American people shortly after the incident.
Congressman Scalise is a friend, and a very good friend. He's a patriot, and he's a fighter. He will recover from this assault. And Steve, I want you to know that you have the prayers not only of the entire city behind you, but of an entire nation and, frankly, the entire world.
The president's tone was striking, quite unlike the emotional calls for an end to gun violence and reining in their availability that we heard during the 8 years of the Obama administration. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick has been following this situation from D.C. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
Boy, it was pretty scary there in the very beginning.
It was from the early morning hours this morning, about 10 past 7, when the first 911 calls came to police in the Delray section of Alexandria, Virginia. So we're talking just across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C., and down the road a little bit. And that baseball practice that you're hearing about is for an annual congressional baseball game, scheduled, by the way, to take place tomorrow in the Washington Nationals baseball stadium, since the Nationals are on the road right now. It takes place every year. It's for charity. It's Republicans versus Democrats. Members of Congress take it fairly seriously, but there's also a lot of camaraderie, and everybody goes out to the game and enjoys it. And this morning, of course, practice for the Republicans interrupted by gunfire. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was standing near second base, taking grounders and fielding. Now, I talked to an eyewitness of this account, who's Congressman Rodney Davis. You played him in the intro. He's from Illinois. Rodney Davis was up to bat while Steve Scalise and other members of Congress were in the field. And here's what Rodney Davis said.
I looked out, said something, and the next thing I heard was, "Everybody run, he's got a gun." And we immediately ran and got into the dugout. And then from there, many of us dispersed to even safer areas.
John, when I spoke to Rodney Davis in Statuary Hall in the Capitol, he had returned from the ball field. He was still wearing his sports cleats and shorts and a dusty T-shirt from the ball field. He had some blood on his arm, a superficial wound from fleeing or diving in the dugout. He wasn't sure. And he described the scene a little bit more.
And somebody recognizes that we're being shot at. Somebody says run, and you don't stand around and ask ask why they're telling you that. Got in the dugout. We dispersed out of the dugout. Many of us did. I did. Went behind other cover, and then eventually moved across the street behind covers and cars. Then there was somebody said he's coming around the corner of the field. So we, three of us, immediately ran up the sidewalk between two apartment buildings, and a Good Samaritan saw us running and said, "Come in." And we went in, and that's when I was able to call my wife. That's when I was able to call my kids and also call 911 before that.
How vulnerable are Congress people, and how much of that is the discussion right now?
That's a big part of the discussion, of course, going on among members of Congress and reporters and staffers. A lot of downcast eyes, grim-faced people on the Hill today, John, including Capitol Police officers. When I arrived on the Hill this morning for work, before we knew that the two officers who had been injured were going to be okay and the staffers were going to be okay, and it looks like Whip Scalise was going to be okay, there were a lot of really nervous people. Now, you ask how vulnerable they are. There were Capitol Police on hand, we know for sure, because Steve Scalise, as House Majority Whip, has a detail with him at all times, a Capitol Police security detail. Most members of Congress do not have any type of detail like that, unless they're in leadership or unless they receive specific threats to their safety, which does happen fairly frequently. Now, it is common, they don't talk about it much in the media, but it is common for members of Congress to receive briefings from the Capitol Police, intelligence updates. If they receive any kind of threat to themselves or their family, they're instructed to inform the Capitol Police, and they're given instructions on how to vary their routines, how to increase their safety. I spoke with Gerald Nadler this morning here on Capitol Hill, John. He's a member of Congress from New York City. And I asked him whether incidents like this, and there have been others, make him and other members of Congress feel like it's time for more security.
Look, you can't protect everybody all the time. It's a risk for anybody. And it's a condition of life in the modern world.
Although the idea that someone's going to just open fire on a baseball field bespeaks, you know, who is this individual? I mean, there are certainly characters and profiles that we can think of who are either, you know, lone wolves or terrorists. No one's described this as terrorism. Did anyone get a chance to speak with James Hodgkinson before he died? I saw two of the law enforcement briefings and there was no information there.
John, Congressman Jeff Duncan told reporters, now he was at the practice early and left early, so he showed up for batting practice and then left. He told reporters that he spoke to a man in the parking lot, and that man asked him if the players on the field were Republicans or Democrats. Jeff Duncan says he told the man they were Republicans, and then he thanked him, and then they walked away. Jeff Duncan believes that that man, now that he's seen his picture, James Hodgkinson, on television, believes he was the shooter. Now, that was their exchange. That doesn't necessarily go to it goes to motive, but that doesn't describe potentially the shooter's full motive. We just don't know that yet. Police have not briefed reporters on any kind of full motive, if they have one. James Hodgkinson's Facebook page contains a lot of political messages. Many of them are pro-Bernie Sanders. There's some anti-Trump messages, political in nature, not violent, at least not that I've seen. Some anti-Hillary Clinton, again, political, just not liking Hillary Clinton, but not violent, that I've seen on his Facebook page. So all of that may go to motive, but nobody has announced that yet. And when you get back also to the question of this type of violence against members of Congress, as shocking as it is, we have to remember it's far from the first time that things like this have happened. This immediately brings to mind the shooting of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in 2011,
right,
in Tucson, when she was holding a campaign event or a meet and greet event, I should say, not a campaign event, where she was shot through the head. Staffers died in that attack with an assailant in the parking lot. There have been other incidents as well. People around here today also remembering an incident, John, that's commemorated here on Capitol Hill every year, when an assailant entered the door of the Capitol itself and shot dead two Capitol police officers before trying to make his way to the office of then congressional leader Tom DeLay.
Remember it very well. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet, John.